across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I've got my lovely guest here, and I'm telling you why I'm playing that one. And I was singing along with Baby One More Time because that is one of the tracks that you could potentially sing as a rock star on the Rocky Oaky event. So, good afternoon, Dave Donnan and Chris.
Hello. Heath,
I believe. That, right, that's right,
indeed.
Isn't it?
Hi, Alex.
So, Dave's from The Accelerants,
hello,
the band, and Chris is from Wild Sky Brewery, based in Linton.
We are, yeah.
Yes.
A new brewery just based in Linton and set up in September. And
oh, really new?
Very new.
Babies. No, I know, because I've heard of you, I think through Dave, mentioning it, and but I hadn't realised you were, quite a baby to this. So.
Yep, so we started brewing in September, opened back end of November, so we've only kind of being opened.
Dave, can I start to bring your microphone closer? That's it.
You know, only been going 4 months, but yep. We had this band on called The Accelerants,
that's them, yeah.
And somehow they've sort of managed to become our house band.
Yeah. Excellent. So because, Dave, I believe you did a gig there, didn't you?
Yeah, so we played the opening night in November, which was cracking fun, and we've played since then. We ran their open mic night last Friday, and it's just a really nice venue. It's a really good vibe.
And so whereabouts are you in Linton?
So we are in the industrial estate, so lots of people know Linton for the Spotted Giraffe, which is a children's play centre at the front of the industrial estate, and we're up at the back of the industrial estate. So not the most glamorous location, but...
But you don't need it once you're in there, do you?
So. But once you're in there, yeah. It's the brewery and tap room and fantastic beers on offer, and I think people are finding a great vibe between this happy place of good beers, good food, and great music.
So you
music.
Do food
yeah,
as
lots
well?
Of music.
So we have the Cambridge sort of food trucks come
out. Oh, right,
out. So,
yes.
You know, because, as you know, Cambridge has a really strong food truck scene, and we have, you know, the stalwarts like Steak and Honour and Guerrilla Kitchen, Buffalo Joe's. So they come out on an alternating basis, so every Friday and Saturday. And then we have live music on a Saturday. So it's become a bit of a venue in addition to the beers.
It's really taken off.
Mm. So I didn't realise it was going, you know, it's open as a tap room all those times every Saturday as well. That's
Every Friday.
Every Friday and Saturday.
And it's going really well. So we've been delighted with the way people have responded. Craft brewing in the UK and in Cambridge in particular is booming.
Mm.
People are looking for quality of their product and, you know, the provenance of where their beers have come from. But when you combine it with good music good food, it's a
great
winning combination.
So, Dave, tell us more about your band then.
So, we are The Accelerants, and we are your classic dad rock band.
I was going to say, I didn't want to use that term, it's a very very good term, I'd say.
Well, yes, it is, but we do try and steer away from pure dad rock. You know, so we'll always avoid a bit of Bryan Adams if we can, and there's no Status Quo in there. But the songs that are in there, we're just mates having fun, you know, and we practice once a week and we have a few beers and then we play gigs for friends and, you know, we do the odd wedding and stuff. But it's just about having fun and, you know, out with your friends. And then having the tap room in the village has been really good because it's a really good local venue and we can leave our kit there and all have a beer.
Yes, which is often the problem with a band, isn't
indeed.
It? Or you have to be one designated driver, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's really good. So you can just kind of walk there or come
indeed.
Back later.
That's the plan.
And you say you had an open mic there on last week.
Friday, yeah.
So
yeah.
How did that go?
It was really good. So we kicked off with a short acoustic set and then we opened the floor and it was a really good vibe. There were some young people in for a big party, which was really good. And they got up and they had a go and they were really good. And then another chap got up with an acoustic guitar and he rocked the place out. He was really, really good. And then we sort
is that slightly embarrassing?
No, not at all. No,
we did enjoy it.
I think everyone would have enjoyed it. It was cracking, like, wasn't it? And then we finished off with a sort of louder rocky set towards the end of the night. So that's something I think that's happening every last Friday of the month.
Last Friday of every month, an open mic. Yeah,
very good.
We're different, but we don't host it all the time. You'll be pleased to hear.
Yeah, so turned out to be a bit of a venue and a platform for a lot of younger artists.
Yeah.
So we've had some, you know, cracking bands from County High and Saffron Walden, and they've been awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so young kids looking for somewhere to play.
It's really nice to have places for young people to play, but also not being necessarily in the centre of Cambridge.
It's nice to spread
the word
quite
a
difficult,
bit.
You know. As a band, finding decent venues that aren't too much like hard work.
Mm.
You know,
it's a very sort of easygoing environment, very relaxed, very sort of family friendly. I mean, obviously, you know, we're a licensed premises, but it's very enjoyable and pretty chill. And we've kind of had every musical genre.
Absolutely,
from
yeah.
you know, the dad rock and full rock yeah. to blues, alternative, folk, country,
a lot of jazz.
Nice.
Good jazz, yeah. Thank you.
you know, it's been everything, and I think what people have really enjoyed is the variety.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we go up there quite a lot, and you don't know what you're going to get.
Mm.
And that's what makes it really
That's
good.
Lovely, isn't yeah. it, for a local venue. Now, this is going to lead me on to, though, Rockyoke. I am
yes.
very excited about this event. Do tell me more what this event is, when it is.
Okay, so I think we're having a conversation with Chris about when we were going to play next, and the date of the 20th of April came up, which was great. And then Jamie, our singer, pointed out that that's actually his birthday.
Ooh,
so
right.
we thought, well, how can we make it a bit different? How can we give him a bit of time off? So we thought, well, let's see if we can get some other people to sing. Let's see if we can make a really good night of it. And then Chris came up with the idea of auctioning off the songs. And as we support Meningitis Now, which is our chosen charity, then we thought, then let's combine the two. Let's see if we can get a load of people up, have a great night. We'll go on, do a few songs, then start getting people up. And then, well, take it from there. See how long we can keep going for.
Right, so this is intriguing me because I just think this is just the best thing ever, because I would love this. So you provide the band,
yep.
and basically they become the kind of the lead person,
they do.
They?
Yes, indeed.
The lead singer for yep. you for that
Spandex
track.
Optional.
Yes, I was
yep.
going to say they're allowed to wear, like say, they can let their imagination run free, I'm guessing.
Yep.
So you have a whole list of songs. I've just played a Britney one because I quite fancy doing that one.
Yeah.
And you have, well, there's a whole, I'll just read out some. So we've got a bit of Foo Fighters in there, Times Like These, Waterboys, Fisherman's Blues, oh, Boys Don't Cry, The Cure. I'm not going to read out the whole list because that doesn't really work very well on radio. But we've got a bit of Kaiser Chiefs, a bit of Duran Duran, Bruno Mars, which I've just played, which is also really good. Delamitri, that's another
yeah,
one of my favourites.
That's quite tricky, that one. I'm hoping no one picks that.
So there's a list of how many is there on
so
this
list?
So
there's about 50 songs on the list, but we'll limit it to 20 on
right,
the night.
Right, yes. So what you're wanting people to do is, what's the website that they need to contact you on?
So they can go to...
Or not the website, but...
They can go to our Facebook page, The Accelerants on Facebook, and they'll see it as an event there. And I believe it's on wildskybrewing.com?
Yes.
wildskybrewing.com on their events
and
page.
And wild is spelt with a...
With a Y.
Y-L-D-E.
Yeah.
And you'll see the event there. The details are on there. There is a list which they can link to. And then if they just send us a message and say, we'd like to do this song and we'll bid this much, then we'll put you on the list. And then we'll set up a Just Giving page.
And I think there's a suggested, isn't there? Is the first bid like £5
yeah,
or something?
First bid's £5 to get it
right.
going, and then we'll just see what happens.
So you said you're going to choose about how many songs on the night?
About 20. We'll limit it to 20.
Just because of the timing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because people have got to get up.
And also, the event's on the 20th of April,
yeah.
but you want the bids in before the 13th,
that's
which
yes,
is next Saturday.
Saturday,
so you've got a week and a half
to play them.
A week, just over a week to, yeah, so you can practice which ones. Which is also probably quite useful.
It's very useful.
Yeah.
So just remind me how it's going to work. People are going to bid, and then you're going to send out the lyrics to them to make sure
we'll
that they
the
know what
they're
doing.
We'll send the lyrics out if they want them, and if there's a couple of songs in slightly different keys, so we might tell them.
Okay. Or if not, to take them.
Is there any requirement for musical talent, ability?
Oh, none whatsoever. No, you just...
So I can sing.
You'd
yeah?
be great.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just about having a good time and not caring and enjoying it.
Because you're not going to be judged on this. There's no competition element of it, is there?
It's very collaborative.
Well, we did wonder
supportive.
About putting...
Yeah. We want everyone to join in and have a good time.
Yeah, and I'm contemplating seeing if we can live stream it.
Oh, yes, ooh. Please. Because I won't be around,
no,
I've already said I'm very disappointed.
We can barely get the Wi-Fi to work.
we'll see. It'll be good to do that.
So you might live stream it to Facebook or something.
If we can, yeah. We'll do it if we can.
But so, do you need to get tickets for the actual event if you want to come along?
No. So we never charge for the tap room, and we put on live music, and that's always sort of free. You know, entry. People just come and enjoy the beer, enjoy the food, and have a good time.
So people could come along to the event, and you'll have some buckets
yes,
ready.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Can
so,
you tell me a little bit more about why Meningitis Now is your chosen charity?
We had a friend, Ian, who tragically died of complications from meningitis about 8 years ago, and as a result of that, we have a festival every year called Henstock, which has been featured on this station before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we care passionately about. We raise money every year through Henstock and through busking and some other things, and so we just thought this is quite a nice thing. And it's an evening he would have loved, you know.
Yes.
Great beer, interesting music choices and a great atmosphere. So we just thought it was a nice thing to do. And yes, we'll have buckets on the night.
So that you can come along and just literally enjoy the night, yeah. Can't you? And this is down at Sky Brewery down in Linton, yeah. at the Industrial Estate on the 20th of April.
Yes.
And what time's it starting?
About seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Have you...
Let's go.
We're going to say seven.
We're saying seven.
And then you'll play a set first, though, to get people warmed up.
Yeah, we'll do a short set, and then we'll
crack through
the rockioke, and then we'll do another set just to
round off the night. Yeah, so
in terms of people planning their night...
And food.
Food, yeah. So we have the titans of Food Truck World, Steak and Honour, who will
excellent.
Be serving their proper burgers to go alongside our proper beer. So they will be there, hatches open at 6.
Yeah.
And kick off music at 7.
Yeah.
And we'll go till late, I think.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that sounds brilliant. Thank you. And you have a box there. What's in that box that you're sitting in front of, Chris?
Sitting in front of me is a box of Wild Sky beer. So we have two of our most popular beers. So we have a Saison, which is a farmhouse ale from Belgium. This is the blue can. Mm-hmm. So this is straw blonde in colour. It's made with a Belgian yeast and has a very sort of characteristic Belgian taste, but is flying. So it can be found in various sort of restaurants in Cambridge. Van der Lyle serving it.
Oh, I'm going there soon.
Good choice.
Mm-hmm. I think Smokeworks have got that one as well, haven't they?
Smokeworks, yeah. Various pubs in Cambridge have this, and it pairs very well with food, but is a cracking drink itself. And then the one with the lady striding across the front of the can is our amber. It's a dark amber with quite a varied grain bill, so lots of malty notes in it, but with a low alcohol, it's very refreshing, so perfect for this time of year in this kind
it's
of weather. So
beer.
This is a little gift from us.
Thank you very much. I will look forward to that, and so will my husband, Paul. So if he's listening, well done, Paul. You've got a treat coming your way. Thank you ever so much, guys. That's really useful, and I really wish you all the best for that event, and I hope you will be running more of them, because I will definitely be down there for it.
Thanks,
Thank
Alex.
You very much.
Thanks for having
Cheers.
Us.